Today's daf in Masechet Eruvin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Tet, and we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah. So whereas up until now, we were talking about Shabbos and a Yontev, all of a sudden, we begin thinking about 2 days of Kedusha that are the same. Now, where in the world would we have 2 days of Kedusha that are the same, unless we're talking about not being in Eretz Yisrael? Rosh Hashanah, of course. So therefore, the question is like this. This involves us in a fascinating question. Were there always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like even in Eretz Yisrael? Are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Gola fundamentally different than 2 days of Sukkot in the Gola? And here's the reason why that would be true. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you don't know that it's Rosh Hashanah, even if you're right there in Yerushalayim, before there was the established calendar. As long as you're being Mekadesh Alpi Re'iya, you don't know that it's Rosh Hashanah until the Edim come and say that they've spotted the moon, right? Well, you're not going to find out about those Edim until the next day. So basically, you never really know that it's Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. So what do you do under those circumstances? So the normal thing was that the Rabbanim were kaveh like this, that when it comes to the question of the Shiras Hayom, that's the equivalent of saying, gee, I don't know, what am I supposed to daven? Do I daven Yontev or do I daven Chol? In the Beis HaMikdash, the element of the Korban that would have left you with that same doubt is, what am I supposed to sing when I'm bringing the Korban? Because the Shira is a very important part of the Aveda. So if I say the wrong Shira, if I say a Shira that's on the Chol, and I apply that to Rosh Hashanah, that is terrible. It's like davening a tefillah tzchol on Rosh Hashanah. So what we were koveah was like this, that in the morning when you really don't know if it's chol or if it's kodesh, so then you say the normal shir shal yom. But then by the afternoon, by the korban, tomit shal ben arbaim, where you're supposed to say now your next shira, so then at that point, the shira will be, if the Edim come, it's Rosh Hashanah. If the Edim didn't come, then it's chol. It happened once that Edim came even after that, which raised all kinds of problems with Musaf and so on and so forth. And because of that, the Chachomim made a takana, if it's time for Mincha, which is the Zman of the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, then we will not accept the Edim. The Edim show up, we'll tell them, sorry, Bezdin is closed. And in that case, what happens? Today is automatically Rosh Hashanah. Huh. Even though we know it isn't Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow is also Rosh Hashanah, the real Rosh Hashanah. Now that means that there was originally the first glimmerings of a takana that there should be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in a row was included in this takana of not accepting Edim. At least that's one way of looking at it. So, Rav Yehuda says, if you are right there in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you don't know whether Rosh Hashanah may end up being 2 days because the Edim are going to come or won't show up at all, maybe, or maybe will come too late. So then what you can do is you can make two Erevs, and one is to the east and one is to the west, or you could say the opposite, one is to the west and one is to the east, or you could say on day one, I want it to be to the east, but on day two, I don't want to have an Erev. I want to be like everybody else, and so on and so forth. Because why is this? Because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are just the plain suffix. One of these days is Chol, and the other day is Rosh Hashanah. So what's the problem? Obviously, in this case, you're going to be able to make two completely different Erevs because only one of them is a real Erev anyway. And even in this case, the Chachamim say, no, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered to be Kedusha Achasim, is the technical term. They're all one long extended Kedusha. Now, in addition to this question about how to view Rosh Hashanah, that is 2 days, Rav Yehuda says there's also another thing you can do. Let's say you have Paris that aren't Meisered, right? And it's the first day of this Rosh Hashanah, which you think might be Rosh Hashanah. You're not sure it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So all you need to do is, you say like this, if today is Rosh Hashanah, then what I am about to say is nonsense, and I don't mean a word of it. But if today is not Rosh Hashanah, then I want the Truma to be here, the Maaser Rishon to be there, the Maaser Sheni, and so on and so forth. And you do the whole thing, but ignore everything I just said if today is Rosh Hashanah. And then on the second day, you say, well, if today is actually Chol, then that would mean that yesterday this thing was not mitukan, so it's still tevel. So if today is chol, then here's the truma and here's the meiser and so on and so forth, and then you can eat it b'manoshach. Because either you had meisered it yesterday, which was chol, or you just meisered it now, which is chol. So everything should be good. Okay, that also assumes one day is chol, and one day is kodesh, and over here again, the chachamim did not agree. How about another case? An egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, fine, so you can eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because we're one of shach. If yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, then today is Chol. Why can't I eat an egg that was laid on Rosh Hashanah on a weekday? And if yesterday was a weekday, then that means that the egg was laid on a weekday, so there was no problem of Achana. It was all Mukhan for Rosh Hashanah today. So of course I can eat it on the second day, again, assuming that the 2 days are not one long Kedusha. In all of the three cases, Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim. Reb Dosa Ben Urkanah says, yeah, you know, there's another issue which isn't clear. How do you daven on Rosh Hashanah when you don't really know what tefillah to say? Now, Reb Dosa Ben Urkanah is held, as we're going to see later on, that this is a machlokas, and Reb Dosa Ben Urkanah is held that you are supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, how do you say that? I mean, there you are, and you're the Shliach Tzibur, and it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Edim haven't shown up yet, so how do you say your tefillah about Rosh Chodesh? So you say, Achlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, whether it's today or tomorrow. I mean, I don't know, but you know. So it should be a good Rosh Chodesh whenever that is. So that way, at least you're not saying something stupid and it's sheker. It isn't Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean? And so the next day you say, Achlitzeinu B'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, whether that was yesterday or today. Really weird kind of tefillah, right? And the Chachamim don't agree. Now, it's not clear whether they don't agree because they fundamentally disagree. There's no such thing as Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Or they don't agree that we view the 2 days as being something you can make a Tanaya. Okay. So now the question is, when we say the Chachamim do not agree, I want to know who those Chachamim are. Says the Gemara, it's got to be Rabbi Yossi. And we call him the Chachomim because we're paskening like him, basically. So we're making like a Sfam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. And because we find a Brisa, that there are these Chachomim that are moded to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, the Chachomim argued with Rabbi Eliezer a minute ago in the Mishnah we had before this one. And they say you can't have separate Chumim on a Shabbos, Yontev, or Yontev Shabbos, right? But they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you actually could, on a Rosh Hashanah, where you're worried about whether it's going to be 2 days, then you could. You could do the same thing. You could be make two separate Erevin, say my Erev on one day is to the east, the next day is to the west, or vice versa, or I have an Erev only on day one, not on day two, I should be like everybody else, or vice versa. And it comes along over there, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, even on Rosh Hashanah, you do not say that one day is Chol and one day is Kodesh. And even there, it's absolutely usher, and you cannot make two separate Erevs. Why? Because it's all one big Kedusha. And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Yossi. Do you not agree that if Edim show up after Mincha, and we don't allow them to come, that means that we know 100% what day is Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Now, can you go to the movies now? Because, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, you know. That's like the Ger discovering that his Geras was no good. Whoopsie, can I go to the movies now on Shabbos, right? Okay, so it wasn't Rosh Hashanah after all. Okay, so no, you agree that you can't go to the movies, right? Why? Tell me why. The halacha is that you're nogin osra yom kodesh ulamachar kodesh, and that's the halacha, and everybody agrees. So then that means that there must be 1 day of Kedusha. And you agree to that. So we're all on the same side of the fence here. Say the Rabbanan, no, that's not why. It's not because it's really one Kedusha. There was no Takana that was one Kedusha. There was a Takana not to go to the movies on a day that you thought was Rosh Hashanah. That's all. Because then the next time it's Rosh Hashanah, you'll figure, last year we went to the movies. It turned out not to be Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we can go to the movies today too. So because of that, we don't want you to be mitzalza, but that doesn't mean we created a din of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's really going overboard. Okay, so then that means we have over here three Shitas, right? So we have Rabbi Yossi holds even Rosh Hashanah is considered to be 2 days. And then we have the Brisa that says, well, the Chachamim and the Mishnah agree that certainly Rosh Hashanah, one day is Chol and one day is Kodesh. But when it comes to the idea of Shabbos and Yontev over there, you have to be Machmir because we're not sure which way is which, and so on. Now, there's a little bit of a problem here in that the Mishnah seems to be very long-winded. I mean, what do I need 3 separate cases to tell me the same din, for heaven's sakes? You tell me one halacha about the Erev, and I understand what you're saying, that if you're telling me, no, you can't do an Erev on 2 different, you're telling me it's one Kedusha. If you say you can, then you're telling me it's a Suffolk. One day is Kaddish, one day is Chol. What do you got to get into, like, all of these different dinim? Can I take off Meiser on one day and make a Tanai that if it's Chol, and if a Beitza is Nolda? It's the same exact case. I mean, we need 3 separate cases to tell me there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. I mean, what's the pshat? No, I need all 3 cases. Because Vitzricha, let's say it would have just said the case of Rosh Hashanah and the Erev. I would have said, yes, an Erev. I mean, what's an Erev, for heaven's sakes? Anyway, remember, we make all of the Erevs from before because of the problems of making the Erev on the day. So anyway, we'd have to make the Erevs for both days before, right? We said that about Shabbos and Yom Tov also. We're just reiterating the Erev. Okay, so that's, you're not doing anything. You did it before Yom Tov. But I mean, to go ahead and to actually say this should be Truma and this should be Meiser on Rosh Hashanah, I mean, at least it looks like Rosh Hashanah. So then it looks like you're being Metaken Tevel on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you would agree. No, okay, we better not do that. Maybe we'd be made it to the Rabbana. And if I would have known only those 2 cases, Erev and Tikkun of Tevel, I would have said that, you know what, Rabbi Yehuda holds, what's there to be gazer about? What bad thing can come of it? Nothing can come of it. But the question of Beitza Shenolda, there is very bad things that could come of it. Now, in order to understand the bad things that can come of it, we need to learn for 1 minute Masechet Beitzah. We've been talking about the Isser of Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontev, and we've been taking for granted throughout that the problem of that is this new halacha called Hachana D'Rabba, right? However, you should know that when it comes to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that wasn't so clear. That was only Rabba's take on it. But there were other takes on it. Rabbi Yosef said that the reason you can't have a Beitza Shenolda B'Yontev is because, there's no such issue as Achana, ridiculous. It's because of the fact that an egg popping out of a chicken seems very similar in people's minds to a fruit dropping out of a tree. Both of them are Nekar from the place where they grew on Yontev. Now, we know that there's a gzeir that you cannot eat fruit that dropped on Shabbos. We're chayshesh that you're going to be actually pick them if you start eating them. That's called perot hanoshrim. And that was the reason, according to Rav Yosef, that we aser beitza shenolda. According to Rav Yitzchak, it's not similar to a dropped fruit. It's similar to fruits that were picked, but they started leaking the juice, and that is considered to be the gezerah that we made about mashkim shezovu. Remember, we had that machlokas and Shabbos. If they leak, then aren't we afraid that you're going to squeeze them? So that looks the same thing over here. This chicken is leaking its juice, so to speak. And that was a question of disha, a gezerah of disha. So whatever it is, it would be gezerah because of kotzer, it would be gezerah because of disha. If you hold that, so we should think, okay, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, oh man, the guy may come to actually be picking fruits because of this. Maybe that he was geyser. Okay, kamash malan, that even that is not geyser. We need all 3 cases to establish all 3 shitas in both directions, Rabbi Yoshi shita and Rabbi Yehuda shita. The way in which this is done, please just allow me another 2 minutes because it's very, very quick. The way in which this is done is that the person just talks out what he has to say. How do you make this tonight? You have, let's say you have 2 baskets. So you say on the first day, if today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, so then I want the Truma Priya, blah, 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 blah. And you leave it there. And you say, but if today is actually Yontev, forget it. I didn't say a word. Shah. Okay, fine. On the next day, you do the same thing, sort of. And you say, if today is Chol, then I want the truma to be here and the maaser to be there, and you go ahead and you eat it. Now, here it doesn't say that you need to actually say, but forget what I'm saying if it isn't Chol, because There's no point, according to some shittas, of even saying that, because it already was mitukan yesterday. So it's so ridiculous for him to say, I'm not saying anything. Of course you're not saying anything, idiot. You have nothing to say. There's no devil here. Okay, can you still hear me? Because I just got one of those bloop. Oh, no.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, so it may be fine for you, but my idiotic phone started playing a song in my ears because I touched them. Oh, gosh, I don't know. That's, shut up. Can you I said, stop it. Ah! Oh, I can't believe this. You're not hearing the song, though, right? You can still hear me talking? Okay, fine. I'll with the song, I'll play.
Yes, please. You sing us a song.
Okay. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi said that this is not true. And amazingly, Rabbi Yossi said the same thing about the two Yomim Tovim. This is the first time we got to this sugya. Rabbi Yossi says that would even be true on 2 days of Sukkot. I also hold that it would be Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolios are considered to be one long period. Wow, that is mamash a chutzpah. Okay, where did he get that from? So that we're going to have to look into tomorrow, where in the world we would have come up with such a din in Rabbi Yossi, and we're actually going to end up questioning it. Let me just review what we were discussing. We had moved on from the idea of your being able to define where you want your Erev and when to the difference of time in terms of the Shabbos or Yontev relationship. And then we went on to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah relationship. We found that there's a remarkable machlokas as to whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah would be considered one long Kedusha, even according to the Chachamim, who said in the Mishnah that Shabbos which is Reb Eliezer, those who agreed with him, that Shabbos and Yontev are completely unrelated. But the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah may be Kedusha Achas, and therefore you do not have an option of defining different Eruvim for the different parts of Rosh Hashanah. And that was Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Yesterday we ended up with this amazing statement that Rabbi Yossi held the same thing, V'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yamim tovim shogoliyot. That was like one line, three lines is where we're up to, beneath the middle of the page. And the question is, like, whoa, where does that come from? Because remember that the way that Rabbi Yossi had justified his opinion, and in fact had attacked those who argued on him, by proving that there's a concept from the beginning of a new Kedusha called 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. How did he prove it to the Chachamim? From the fact that if Edim show up on the first supposed day of Rosh Hashanah, and they want to make it indeed Rosh Hashanah by testifying that they saw the new moon and that today is indeed the first of Tishrei, we won't accept them because of the problem in destroying the Shira, because we said the wrong Shira. Fine, but the point is, we know for a fact, the moment Mincha comes around, today is not Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah automatically because we do not have Edus about the Rosh Hashanah. So then, if that's the case, says Rabbi Yossi, why does it say that we continue to keep that first day Kodesh as Rosh Hashanah? What must be that there was originally a Gezerah that the 2 days are Rosh Hashanah come hell or high water. It doesn't matter whether it turns out to be the actual Rosh Chodesh or not. So if that's the case, it should be true about every Rosh Hashanah. Now, to extend that argument to the Shtei Yomim Tovim of Golias, in Chutz La'aretz, we're over there, it's a straight out suffix. We don't know what the Beis Din in Yerushalayim did. We have no idea whether they were koveya the Chodesh on the 30th day or on the 31st day. So mitzad ha-suffix, we're going to be keeping Yontev for Pesach on 15 days later from both the first and from the second. Fine. I mean, you're certainly not going to say mitzad ha-seichel that the Rabbanan were koveya some new Kedusha of Shnei Yomim Tovim of Golias. Where would that come from? So we don't really understand that last statement of Rabbi Yossi, but we ended up with that as the last words that we had learned yesterday. And so now let's talk about Halacha L'maisa on that issue. So once it happened that there was a deer that they had caught And these goyim had caught it on the first day of Yontif. Of course, Reish Galus is in Bavel, so Reish Neyomim Tevim of Golias. And they bring this deer to the Reish Galus's house. They shecht it on the second day of Yontif and served it. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, they ate it. And Rav Sheshes, for some reason, refused to eat it. Now, the reason that Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate it was obviously because, what's the problem? Since only one of these days is Yontif, so what do I have to worry about? If the day that the Goy went ahead and did the Malacha for the Yisrael was Yontif, so then today is not Yontif. So I already have waited more than enough time to eat it. And if yesterday was not Yontif and today is Yontif, what's wrong if a Goy captured this deer on Yontif? It wasn't Yontif. It's because of that, they said that there's no problem. For some reason, Reb Sheshes, who apparently was going like Reb Yossi, who was just quoted as claiming that it's exactly the same as the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, any 2 day Yontif in Chutz Laretz, they wouldn't eat. So Reb Nachman said, what are we supposed to do with this guy? He's such a frummy, he ends up not having any delicious venison to eat. You can't get through to these people. Says Reb Sheshes to Reb Nachman, what are you talking about, frummy? How am I supposed to eat it if we just had a brisa that Isi said, or some say, and Isi said that the two Yomim Tevim Alib de Reb Yossi are one, and I should eat? And you call me a frumi? He said, V'cheina ya Reb Yossi ose shnei Yomim Tevim shel Golias. There were two different ways in which it was reported. Either that he just argued, and he said, well, it says in the brisa, or he said, it says in the brisa, and I should argue. Okay, that was a question of how Mechayev that Brisa Shita like Reb Yossi was to him. So if Reb Yossi held that the two Yomim Tovim were one day, so then Enochinami, if it was Osir on that first day, I wouldn't be able to eat it. He says, Reva, where do you get that idea that that Brisa really means what you're claiming and that Reb Yossi actually would Osir Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolios? I mean, ask yourself, this is how Rashi understands it. Is Reb Yossi known to be an extremely consistent and methodical thinker? Yes. Reb Yossi is Nimuko Ima, and he's the one that we always paskin like. So why in the world would you think that? It's much better to be mefarashit like this, that v'chein haya Reb Yossi oser, not on shnei yomim tovim shel Golias, but on shnei yomim tovim of Rosh Hashanah in the Golas. That's what he meant. In other words, obviously it's two completely different situations. I mean, think about this. If you're in Yerushalayim and you're keeping that first day as Yontif because maybe the Edim are going to come, right? So when we're koveya that that day is Yontif and that the next day is Yontif, that's because I wasn't sure if the first day was Yontif, right? If what happens is that you're keeping the Shnei Yomim Tovim Begolias and that you're keeping on a normal time, well, that isn't my question. My question over here is, was the second day Yontif? Right? In other words, I don't really know. It's already kavua what it's supposed to be. And what I'm doing is, when I keep today, Rosh Hashanah, so what am I doing? I'm keeping the first day as the real Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is the extended Rosh Hashanah that is built around the problem of when we didn't have the calendar that was kavua, we had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's not the same thing at all, is it? Because there was the first day that ended up not being Rosh Hashanah, and the second day that was Rosh Hashanah. And nowadays, it's the first day that's Rosh Hashanah, if you're in the Golas, that's the standard Rosh Hashanah, that we keep nowadays all over. And the second day we keep is an extended Rosh Hashanah. So if Reb Yossi wanted to say a Chiddush, this is his Chiddush. Now, once I show you that Chazal were koveya, a two-day Rosh Hashanah, for cases where the Edim didn't show up, that two-day Rosh Hashanah is wherever you're going to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it'll have that same halacha. It's one new holiday called a two-day Rosh Hashanah, even if you're keeping it nowadays with a calendar that is kavua in the same way that you're keeping the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golias. That was his chiddush. Now that's a big chiddush, but it makes sense because we already know that there was such a takana. But to say that Reb Yossi meant every Yontif Shel Golias, Sukkis and Pesach and Shavuos, that means the 2 days that we keep in Golos, that that's supposed to be one long holiday? Where would you get that from? I don't believe he ever said it. So he meant Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah that you're keeping in the Golah, not Shnei Yomim Tovim of Pesach. Says the Gemara, no, 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 that doesn't work. Because there's a big difference between using the word goliyot and using the word bigalut. I mean, the Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Goliyot is a set of Yamim Tovim, which includes Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, that are kept in the goliyot. If you're talking about if you're in the galut, then just say, if you're keeping Rosh Hashanah in the galut, not in goliyot, begolami boile, that can't be the pshat. So says Rav Asi, okay, fine, but I still don't believe that Rav Yossi said something ridiculous. All right, so maybe what he meant to say was like this. Demachikam, Rav Yossi treated the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goliyot the way that the Rabbanan treated the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. That's what he meant. What's he saying? I treat them the same. He's saying I am made to them that even though I argue about the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, V'chein, I said the same thing that the Rabbanan said when it comes to the Shnei Yomim Tovim of the Goliyos. Okay, could be. Anyway, Lamaisa, Rav Sheshes, after this story in which he missed out eating on all that delicious meat because everybody was calling him a frumi, so he went around and he wanted to know whether he made a mistake, so he finds Rabba Bar Shmuel. So he says to him, listen, did you hear any kind of brises about the dinim of the Shtei Kedushas? Now, I don't want to prejudice your opinion, but just tell me what you know. They say, okay, I mean, yeah, what I learned. Tanina, says Rabba Bar Shmuel, that Reb Yossi is moda in the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goliyos, that it's not like Rosh Hashanah. That's what I learned. Oh, God. That's awful, said Reb Sheshes. Look, you can't tell anybody this, Bryce, okay? If you bump into Reb Nachman or Reb Chista, just keep quiet. And if they ask you anything, I mean, it's going to be terribly embarrassing for me. Rashi says, it'll be terribly embarrassing for me that I missed out on all that good food. Not that I was wrong, you understand, but that not only was I wrong, I was stupid enough to rely on being wrong and not have that meat. Beautiful. So please don't say anything to them. Lo temelu velo mide. Just keep it quiet. Anyway, Rav Ashi said, look, I mean, I could tell you that this whole story never happened, okay? You got the facts wrong. What happened was that it was not a case where the deer had been captured on the first day and then checked it on the second day, which indeed raised this whole problem. Is it considered to be one day of Kedusha, 2 days of Kedusha? That's not what happened. What happened was it all was on the same day. Goyim brought it. It was kosher meat, frozen meat. It had been brought from outside of the Trum. That was the problem. So the one who ate the meat, he said, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Aviyah, they could have shechted it, you know, on the same day. So, because they brought it alive. But the point is, it came from Chutz V'Trum. Now, you're not allowed to utilize something that UPS brings, Chutz V'Trum. So, you're not allowed to use it. So, Reb Nachman and Reb Chista, they held that since it was brought for the Resh Galusa, the Resh Galusa is not allowed to eat it. But I'm allowed to eat it. So they went ahead and they ate it. And Reb Sheshes held that, look, when they bring something to the Resh Galusa, they're bringing it with the understanding that it's going to be served by the Resh Galusa to everyone who's eating at the Resh Galusa's table. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, it was brought for me. And called Da'ati Levei Resh Galuta, Da'ati Dukula Rabbananati. In which case, the Goyim brought it, Michutz L'Tchum, for me, and I'm not allowed to use it. What? But how could that be the story? But then how do you explain the fact that when Reb Sheshes met up with Rabba Bar Shmuel and Rabba Bar Shmuel told him the Braita, and he said to Reb Yossi, said it has a din of two separate Kedushas, and he was so embarrassed, and he said, don't tell them. I mean, the way you're saying over the story, there never was a problem of Shtei Kedushas. You said that the story was that it was the same day, that they brought it on the same day. So what did it have to do with that Braita? That never happened. That's a bubba mice. And people make up these stories to make the whole thing sound good. But in fact, it had been brought on that day from Chutz V'Trum, and this was just jazzing things up, and it was certainly, that didn't happen.